The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Welcome to The Bigger Picture. Well, I've got a couple of headlines and some things to look out for in the weeks ahead, or rather the days ahead for the markets. And to help us get a bigger picture, we have Margaret Young, Market Analyst at CMC Markets. Morning, Margaret. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning, Ryan. I'm good, thanks.
Okay, we've got a couple of things that just broke overnight. And one of these pieces of news is more data on the U.S. economy showing more signs of a slowdown in the U.S. And this is around U.S. housing starts. And this is weaker than expected. We saw a drop of 9%, the weakest in almost 8 months. So we're getting all these signs of global growth slowing down. And then you have more worries about that inversion of the U curve. Margaret, how worried are you about all these warning signs right now?
Well, yes, although that U.S. economy is still among the more resilient comparing to the other countries like Japan and Europe and China, but nowadays we are seeing more weakness in the U.S. macro data. So not only the housing data, but also the industrial production, the manufacturing PMI are all declining. So I think the weakness in the manufacturing and trades from Asia and Europe is now transmitting to that of the U.S. And we will see this perhaps to be continued in the next few months or so. But the retail sales are still very resilient. So that is a good thing. And looking forward, the Federal Reserve has paused the interest rate hike. And right now, market is pricing in interest rate cuts to be conducted by end of this year. And that is part of the reason why the Treasury yield curve of the U.S. is now inverting. And we are seeing this for the first time in the past 10 years. And people are saying that this could be an early sign of economic recession. And based on studies in the last 3 decades, the recession came about 10 to 16 months after the Treasury yield curve has inverted.
Okay,
so we are still at early stage.
All right, Margaret. So a lot of question marks right now. It's been so choppy in the past few weeks. And yesterday you saw bargain hunting in the markets and that helped lift Asia, Europe and Wall Street. Is this the right time to go bargain hunting and buying on the dips right now?
Oh, I think that depends on the individual's investment horizon. In a day or two, maybe there could be a bargain hunting opportunity. But in the mid to long term, however, we need to bear in mind that the global economy is already over the peak of growth. And we are now in a cyclical slowdown. So when that happens, I don't think the stock market will go back to the historical high anytime soon. And that weakness, starting from manufacturing, then could spread out to the housing market and the service sector. So at this moment, I think we still need to remain cautious and calm until the economy shows signs of bottoming out.
Okay, so you've got this cyclical slowdown happening. So Margaret, what would you advise investors to do in terms of adjusting a portfolio? What do you like more and what should they stay away from?
Well, at this moment, for myself, I'm underinvested, so I'm holding a slightly bigger portion of cash and cash equivalents and reducing my investment portfolio and waiting for a bigger opportunity maybe in the next 12 months or so.
Okay.
And in portfolio management, it's always good to have some spare cash in hand because you don't know when the opportunity will come out. It's a bit dangerous to be fully invested at this moment. And also in a time of economic slowdown, defensive sectors such as utilities, food and beverage, and consumer staples will likely to be outperforming, especially those with a stable dividend track record. So you can find a lot of these kind of stocks in Singapore market, which is the valuation is pretty low among the regional peers.
Okay, we are speaking Margaret Young, market analyst at CMC Markets. Margaret, I want to get your outlook as well on some stocks in the U.S., the FANG stocks. We are looking at Facebook, Alphabet, Apple, Netflix, Google. Just out this morning, the European Union voted to introduce a link tax. So technology companies and platforms will have to pay publishers for news snippets. And then YouTube, Instagram and other type of sharing platforms, they have to install filters to prevent copyrighted material from being uploaded. So essentially, the EU wants to step up its copyright regime and protect content. how much is this going to impact all these tech stocks, and what is the outlook for FANG stocks? Is this something that you're keeping an eye on?
I think if the EU is really going to introduce this link tax and the other countries follow, it's definitely a bad news for the internet sector, especially those social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram. But, well, although that intention is good to protect intellectual properties and content providers, but it's it could hurt the overall internet freedom in the long term and also restrict valuable content from reaching out to a bigger, much bigger crowd via those social media platforms. So I hope it won't pass this deal. On earnings part, I'm not that concerned because technology companies with such a like dominant play in a social media, they will be able to pass this link tax cost to the individual internet users like just you and me, and in the form of more advertisement maybe. So in the future, we may see like two-thirds of the screen occupied by all these advertisements and lesser content. So that's going to be bad for the user experience.
So something to look out for on the FANG stocks front. Something else to look out for is the Boao Forum that's happening and underway in China. We have a lot of government and business leaders gathered in Hainan. So this is like a big, almost Davos for China. What are you looking out for that might impact markets, Margaret?
I think this year's Boao Forum is of much lesser significance and much lesser media coverage comparing to what happened last year when Xi Jinping gave a speech. So this year, market focus is on the U.S.-China trade talks, which is happening this week in Beijing. And the Boao Forum is like lesser of a significance right now. But still, some of the regional issues will be discussed and addressed. And also, Premium Li Keqiang is going to give a talk tomorrow. So the key issues will include global economic slowdown, globalization, and free trade zone, Belt and Road initiatives, and China's opening up. So a lot of foreign media are looking for China to gradually open up its financial markets, also with the pressure from Donald Trump. But although we see some progression, it is kind of quite slow at this moment.
Okay, something to keep an eye on as well. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Margaret. Always great chatting with you.
Thank you, Ryan.
All right, we've been speaking with Margaret Young, market analyst at CMC Markets on The Bigger Picture.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.